let's continue our work. I hope you have enjoyed the poster session and have already met your preliminary decision, but nevertheless, now we will have overview of the poster presentations presented by Timur Tropin. So, Timur, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm about to give a short overview of the poster presentations of the present PEC session. As you have seen, a total of 24 posters was presented by young scientists from several GNR laboratories. The three different labs were presented, and most of the posters are from Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, which is in correlation with the program of the present PEC, discussing the present and the future of neutron investigations at our institute. Of course, I don't have enough time to talk in details about each work, so I'll spend approximately 20 seconds for each slide showing one poster. And the number at the corner is the one that you are to vote for. So the main aim of the work by Balat Arjudin Beck and colleagues was to study crystalline magnetic structures of a number of complex ferrites by means of neutron diffraction at DN6 and DN12. The samples are enumerated here. These are the diffraction patterns and the dependencies of characteristic sizes on the sizes of the granules of these ferrites were investigated and discussed. The work by Alexander Artikulny was devoted to investigation of structure of sodium oleate and the DBSA micellar system after addition of a polymer, polyethylene glycol. And the two methods that were applied was the small angle neutron scattering and the surface tension study, which is presented here. As the result, Alexander has obtained the dependencies of the structural parameters of the micelles, which are shown here, and have shown that they depend on the preparation and on the amount of these two added materials. Maxim Bashashin from LIT has shown the results of cooperative work between LIT and Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, where he implied the separated form factors method as a numerical method for fitting the small angle neutron scattering data. And this method was shown to be, its parallel version was used to treat the measurements at the UMO of the IBER 2, where the model vesicles for use for transporter drugs were studied. Nadezhda Belozerova has presented a poster which was devoted to study of several different complex oxides transitions in a wide range of pressure and temperature. These samples are prospective as a biomarkers for MRT and hyperthermia procedures. The diffraction patterns were obtained and the dependence of the structural parameters and magnetic moments on the conditions of the experiments was obtained. For two different ferrites, different results were obtained. For example, for this one, it was shown that it exhibits a ferrimagnetic state, which is suppressed as the pressure is increased. This system is being similar, shows different ferromagnetic behavior. The work by Nelia Dorashkevich presents the results of Raman spectroscopy investigation. She was studying the effect of silver polar silicon substrates on spectra of herring sperm DNA for choosing the optimal condition of CERS measurements for a reliable DNA study. Here is this structure of this substrate. It consists of small and large nanoparticles, and it was shown that this substrate is very effective for DNA detection via CERS spectroscopy, and the most promising results are connected with detecting of DNA at very low concentrations. The work by Igor Gapon is about the investigation of the structure of differently prepared magnetic fluids at the interface with silicon by neutron reflectometry at the new grains instrument. The investigations have shown that only single magnetic nanoparticles coated by surfactant molecules are absorbed at the surface of the substrate. The influence of magnetic field and its direction was also investigated. Dr. Ivanishina has presented a poster which was devoted to the methodology of electrode manufacturing for in-operando diffraction investigations at FLNP GNR. So successfully the method of synthesis of the prospective lithium-rich oxide cathode material, which is shown here, was proposed and developed and used. The lithium-ion batteries that were made using these cathode materials were investigating at the HRFD, and X-ray diffraction studies were also performed, and it was shown that these obtained batteries are as effective as the commercial ones. Igor Kosyachkin and colleagues prepared a poster where he shows the result of intensive modeling of neutron reflectometry spectra. The work was aimed at finding the method of optimization of initial parameters of samples to increase the sensitivity of neutron reflectometry experiment. That is, he was aimed at finding the maximum ratio between initial and final neutron reflectometry curves of the sample. So some examples of the modeling of real systems and interfaces were presented and the best configurations proposed. The work by Dr. Kizima and colleagues was devoted to the problem of cancer and neurodegenerative diseases. It was shown that fullerene water solutions effectively destroyed the amyloid fibrils and increased the anti-tumor action in vivo on mice as compared with the effect of drugs alone. That is, the synergetic effect of using fullerene water solutions was shown. Kahramon Mamatkulov shows the results of application again of Raman spectroscopy but to the different systems and in different regime. A new extremely sensitive method of imaging of protein crystals or non-organic crystals using polarized coherent anti-Stokes Raman scattering was described and shown at the poster. So here are the results of measurements for two different systems. This is the bacterial rhodopsin crystals, and also both gold and silver nanoparticles were investigated and successfully measured. Poster number 11 is made by Dr. Milkov, and he shows the results of the development of the detector for the real-time diffractometer instrument at our reactor. It has an innovative structure which allows measuring both axial and angular anisotropy of the scattered neutrons, and it could be in perspective used at different instruments at our lab. Tatiana Nagorna studied the clusterization aspects of fullerenes C60 and C70 in binary mixture of toluene and N-methylpyrrolidone using these three different methods. This system was very much sensitive to the preparation procedure and to the ratio of the components added, so an intensive investigation had to be performed and was successfully made. And it was shown that the aggregate's presence depends on the composition of solution, and the details are given in the poster. Dr. Nagorny and colleagues has performed an extensive research of core shell structure of magnetic nanoparticles using neutron and X-ray scattering in different regimes. As you have seen, his poster contains quite a big amount of data, so I present only some of it and not the final results. He has studied using diffraction and small angle neutron scattering methods the powders and the magnetic fluids and of different types and composites. So the core shell structure was revealed and investigated, and the use of this type of surfactant was shown to be very promising for stabilizing magnetic nanoparticles. And the detailed planning of the further sans contrast variation measurements was also discussed. The results by Dr. Priyakhina from LIT are a part of preparations for the new cloud center of parallel computing at the Laboratory of Information Technologies of our institute. And she has considered for the test a test problem implying the MPI algorithm for calculations of the long Josephson junctions for estimation of center's performance, of future center's performance, independence of different hardware properties. So this is kind of experiment on the computers to show that the analytical expression for the dependence of the time of the calculations on the listed parameters was obtained, and it was shown that this program that was developed can be successfully used to estimate the execution time of an MPI algorithm in the cloud environment, and it's effectively successfully taking account of the interprocessor connections. Anton Rutkauskas and colleagues have presented a poster on the influence of high pressure on crystalline magnetic structure of this system. So neutron scattering is an effective tool in this case, and the pressure is up to 4.6 gigapascals in the large temperature range were used. The respective phase transitions, magnetic and structural, were studied and described. Valentin Sadilov has presented a poster where he shows the numerical calculations of the future experiments. So he studied the new opportunities opened by the development and implementation of the new spinet-Cassans method, which is based on the use of time gradient magnetic fields. So he had performed the virtual experiments, studied their results, and the general conclusion that the application of this method at our reactor should be successful. In work by Shipulin and colleagues, they have performed experiments and modeling to verify all the stages of proton pencil beam scanning technique that was applied in Prague at the Proton Therapy Center. So these two figures show the results at one angle and three angles, and different color lines are display the experiment and the measurements. So these two-dimensional dose distributions at the phantom target were obtained, and it was shown that the result of the modeling is within the accuracy of the experiment. Vasily Shvitsov and his colleagues have presented poster number 18, dedicated to increasing bandwidth of data acquisition systems on Arbor 2 reactor spectrometers in the FLNMP. So the details are given in the posters, and some pictures are presented here. For the 10 time increase of the widths of the data acquisition systems has been reached. And for example, here it is shown for the backscattering detector on the HRFD spectrometer, how this will be applied. Sergei Sumnikov and his colleagues have reported the investigation of magnetic and structural properties of nanosized simple oxides. So these are two simple oxides that were studied, and again, neutron scattering was effectively used to distinguish between structural and magnetic phase transitions and to see how they occur in these two different oxides. So one of these structures has shown to have the same temperature of the phase transition, and in contrast, the nickel oxide has a noticeable difference between structural and magnetic transition. So here are the estimates of this difference. Dr. Tangchuk has presented poster number 20, dedicated to the small-angle neutron scattering study of silicate clusters in this type of the solutions, ethanol water solutions of TEOS, and the effective use of the contrast variation of different types of this system. So it was an inner and outer contrast variation method, and the results have the data treatment have shown that the structure of cluster does not contain closed hydroxyl groups, and thus we can make a conclusion that the overwhelming majority of hydrolyzed bonds participate in condensation reaction to form silicon oxide silicon structure units. Shoshani Khtarosyan and her colleagues has presented an interesting poster about the new hybrid cluster that is being used at LIT, and she reports the development of a new interface for the users, which allows to access the graphical user interface and thus run the applied software such as Mathematica, MATLAB, MAPLE, and others from this graphical software. This requires to build 24 virtual desktops in the cloud that are taken by the users in dynamic regime. And once this system operates, the users can successfully take advantage of using these programs from the graphical interface and on perform calculations not on a single CPU but on the cluster hybrid. The poster number 22 was done by myself and colleagues. It was devoted to neutron reflectometry study of structure and glass transition in thin films of polymer nanocomposites. So at the Grace reflectometer, we are starting the measurements of these type of systems. The thin films of about 100 nanometers were prepared. The dependence of glass transition temperature on the content and the state of fullerenes is the aim of that research. So we have obtained some first results. The TG dependence on composition was obtained, and we discuss the perspective of research. Poster number 23 was done by Alexander Ruzhinsky, and he describes the development of the data management system of the UNIS vegetation program. So there's quite much information, but to be strict, this system allows organizing data collection from different sources. It allows to collect, analyze, and process of biological monitoring data in a single framework. Finally, Vladimir Zhaketov has a poster that was dedicated to investigation of cryptoferromagnetic effect. And in contrast to some previous works, he has studied a new system, which is shown here. And some new effects were observed, for the resumption of ferromagnetic state at these temperatures. And to explain this observed effects, the following structure of the superferromagnetic particles in the domains has been proposed. I'm coming to the end of my talk. So a total of 24 posters have been prepared, and most of them are dedicated to investigation of soft and hard condensed matter using neutron scattering and complementary methods. Some of them are devoted to current developments related to informational technologies at the GNR. Some of them are methodological works, and production of detectors was also presented. With that, I'd like to thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Timur, for this excellent summary. That was not a presentation to be discussed or to questions to be raised, I think, unless you have some very urgent ones. This does not seem to be the case, so thank you very much once again. And now we may just proceed with the voting. May I remind you that all elected PAC members are entitled to vote, so neither invited guests nor ex officio members. And as usual, please enumerate just your preference according to place 1, 2, 3. So maybe as far as I see, you are the first, Pavel, on that side, yeah? Yeah, okay, sorry.
Yes. So, from the beginning, I personally would like to complain to organizers that the number of posters is too much. I cannot feel myself as a member of Nobel Prize Committee, and we have not enough time to estimate. So,
microphone, browser.
Yeah. So, we have not too much time to really estimate in full scale all these posters, because they look like part of some dissertation. It's nice, yeah. So it's a difficult task. Nevertheless, my numbering is as follows. Number 4, number 22, and number 11.
Thank you.
My choice is first place number 9, second place number 4, and third place number 10.
Martina?
My first place is 4, then 9, and then 12.
Richard?
Number 7. number 4 and number 9.
So I'm afraid it's my turn. Let me reflect you, Pavla. I absolutely agree with you. So 24 posters, that's just a lot, both from the point of view of the allotted time and also selecting the three best ones. So I was, frankly speaking, I had some 5 or 6 very good ones, and then I hesitated which to drop, and finally I had to drop 3 ones, but actually I would have liked to mention them on my list. But nevertheless, my final list is, first is number 12, second is number 9, the third is number 6. Pavel, it's your turn.
My choice in first place is 9, 5, 4.
Okay, my choice is 9, 12, 4.
Again? 2? First place is 4?
First is 9, okay. The second one 12, the third 4.
I choose first 9, second 4, third 18.
My choice is first place 9, second place 5, third place 15.
Okay, so now we have a technicky relief.
Yes, about until three to 5 minutes to calculate it. Okay, dear colleagues, we are ready to announce the results of our voting. So we have very clear results that first place goes to the poster number 9, fullerenes-based complex in solutions for anti-cancer therapy, presented by Kuzuma. Let's congratulate the first winner. And the second place goes to the number 4, investigation of crystal and magnetic structure of nanostructured complex oxides of transition metals in wide temperature range, presented by Bella Zerova. And let's congratulate the second winner as well. So, and finally, the third place goes to the poster number 12, clusterization aspects of fullerenes cobalt 60 and cobalt 70 and calcium 70 in toluenes and methyl 1,2 propylene mixture, presented by Nagorna. So, and I would like to congratulate the winners. Yes, and I finally would like to ask them to stand up, all the winners. To congratulate all of you again. Okay. Thank you very much. And I would remind that according to our rules, we should recommend the best posters. Poster presented by Kuzuma to be presented at the session of the Scientific Council in February. So my wish to ask the authors of this poster to be prepared well for the oral presentation at the February session of the Scientific Council. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Oleg. Let me congratulate also personally, and especially I am very pleased to see the fact that the best posters have been presented by 3 ladies this time. So I wish that this process continues. Okay, and now we will present the awards of the winners of the best posters of the previous PAC session. So let's.
It's
At previous meeting, we also selected three posters, and we are now going to give the diploma to winners. So I would remind that first place and honorary diploma for the best poster presentation made for at the previous PEC meeting, we are going to assign to Ksenia Bielokopytova for the poster named Neurochemical Alterations in Central Nervous System of Rodents After Exposure to Different Radiation Modalities. This is a diploma. Okay. We had two encouraging diplomas. Yes, the photo is one of the most important parts. Okay. Okay, very good, thank you. So, the encouraging diploma is awarded to Regina Kozhina for the high-quality poster presentation entitled Structure Induction and Repair of DNA Double-Strand Breaks in Hippocampal Neuron of Mice of Different Age After Exposure to Cobalt Gamma Rays in Vivo and In Vitro. Okay, so, and last but not least, the also encouraging diploma is awarded to Anton Rumin for the high-quality poster presentation entitled Microfossils in Carbancenius Meteorites. So, please. Okay, thank you. Thank you much.
So now we will continue our agenda with the general discussion. So let me remind you that we had a lot of very interesting topics tabled here, but probably the two most important ones are the new GINR neutron source and the cooperation with Solaris. So as much as possible, please focus on these topics, but of course you are allowed to comment on everything. So you are invited to make comments. Seems that we have already discussed all these issues in quite some detail. As concerning the new neutron source, I think the general idea was the suggestion of the superbooster is an excellent one, a very interesting one, a tempting one, but there are nevertheless some concerns, first of all, as concerning the background, how to get rid of the background, whether it's possible to increase the signal-to-noise ratio and things like that, and that's why we suggested to proceed in a quite careful way by forming an international expert group that should investigate all possibilities that should be compared to each other. A kind of SWOT analysis should be performed, and as a result of this process, we will make a final recommendation probably within 1 or 1.5 years. So, Toby? No, that's... Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Victor, please.
Yes. Yes, nobody want to say, so I... Somebody must to say something. So I would like to say that laboratory support very much these recommendations, and it is very reasonable, and the plan time schedule which was proposed yesterday seems to be very, very reasonable, and we will follow to this plan, and I would like to report to the members of Program Advisory Committee that we discussed yesterday with Director of Frank Laboratory this plan, and this Friday we will have some meeting of Directorate of Frank Laboratory to discuss this plan, and I hope that to the next PAC meeting in June we will have some booklet on this project with scientific case and with conception of Newton source and so on for, and we will try to send you members of program committee before this committee to make the discussion more concrete and more critical, because our you understand that our best interest is to hear remarks, critics from you, and because it is our common project for member states, and not only member states, that I hope that for other countries. And in conclusion, I would like to note again that no any contradiction with other neutron sources. With other neutron sources as in Russia and in Europe too. And everybody of us knows that number of neutron sources increased and decreased very rapidly. And it is our own interest to have a number of good neutron sources to give the neutron society and neutron people to give good possibility. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Victor. I absolutely agree with you, and I also welcome very much your idea that this material shall be distributed, preferably a month before the PAC meeting. I would say that we all have ample time to study it and to meet a responsible resolution, certainly not the final one yet in June. Let me also remind you that we are not the only PAC responsible for this project. The nuclear physics PAC is also may also make some very important comments on it, and the final decision will be met, of course, by the GINAR Directorate. As concerning the idea, and then, of course, finding the funding bodies, that's another question. Yeah.
I'll add something. So thank you that you remember me on nuclear physics. And I would like to ask members of Program Advisory Committee whether you will be agree if we will present on next your meeting some report, some review of problems for nuclear physics which which can be solved with help of this source. It is not a direct competition of this committee, but probably it will be interesting for you for more wide impression on this project. So it is my proposal for your decision. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't see any objections, and I personally welcome this idea very much. I mean, all relevant information is welcome. Any other points concerning the new general neutron source? This does not seem to be the case, so I think we will, of course, discuss it once again during when formulating the recommendation, the final version of the recommendations. Now, as concerning Solaris, you remember our discussion this morning with the directorate. I think the situation is quite clear. The work is ongoing. A preliminary political decision of the directorate should have been made. Seems to have been made already. But nevertheless, our recommendation will be welcome at the next PAC meeting. And until then, we will receive some further materials, and I think that I think we will be able to meet a positive recommendation, to formulate a positive recommendation at our next meeting in June. Any suggestions, comments on Solaris? It also does not seem to be the case. I'm very happy to see that we have discussed already all these items in some detail. Any other comments concerning any topics discussed on this PAC meeting? This also does not seem to be the case, so I am very happy to see that we may conclude our general discussion. So, last chance? No one? Okay. So that was it. Thank you very much for your contribution. And now we will proceed with a closed session. So please remain all PAC members in the and of course invited experts and also ex-official PAC members, that's clear. And we thank all the guests, all the other guests for their presence.